This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you need to know anything about us or the show, that's a good place to start. Now, we've added rules. I don't think we have as many as Gibbs on NCIS. He had hundreds of them, but we do have some house rules, and you should just know them. They're the basics. Those are the basics. Also, we would not stand in line for 2 hours for Chick-fil-A, but maybe that's just in our part of the country, because we're getting phone calls, apparently, and messages from Texas and other parts of the South and the Midwest where Chick-fil-A service is much faster. This is not a knock on Chick-fil-A service. When you have 200 people in your parking lot, it's impossible to go quickly to serve them all within the span of 5 minutes. So I certainly understand that there are some places where Chick-fil-A's are not inundated so that the line is all the way out the parking lot onto the highway. Just saying, I've never seen one that doesn't have a line when it's actually open. And in some cases, people line up before it's open. Reminds me of when Krispy Kreme first got to Oklahoma. I was living in Oklahoma at the time, and there was a brand new Krispy Kreme, and they were all the rage. And I'm telling you, people were lined up an hour before the place opened to get the donuts right out of the oven. I mean, they're delicious.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme, right. That's special. Special.
They are good. So is Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's really good. I just could never stand in line for 2 hours or sit in my car for 2 hours. And I don't understand why so many people do. You would never sit in line for 2 hours for a Whopper.
No.
No. No one's sitting in line for 2 hours for a Whopper.
In line for 10 minutes for a Whopper.
Right. Unless it's the only place to eat in the span of, say, 80 miles. Well, that's one thing. But Chick-fil-A's are in large metro areas that I see them, and they've got lines not just wrapped around the building. The parking lot is full. It looks like Christmas at the mall. It's insane. Every day. Every single day.
Every hour of the day.
I've never been able to go to one in New Jersey because they've always got massive lines. And this is not even lunchtime necessarily. It could be 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, irrelevant. Well, the breakfast, they got breakfast now. I don't know what time they open. I would guess like 8 a.m., 7 a.m.
That doesn't fit our schedules.
No. Well, on the way home. But it doesn't. I don't pass one. There's none by me. See, that's where I think the problem is here in the Northeast. They're not as abundant.
Supply and demand.
Right.
Supply and demand. Good accounting principle. By the way, update. In our latest show poll, St. Patrick's Day has overtaken selection shows. Da-da-da-da. The drama builds. So this is how it started. Oh, don't you love the, I actually love those posts on social. How it started, how it's going. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I've never been able to come up with a clever one, so I haven't ever done one, but I do enjoy looking at them. Can we come up with one for after hours? How it started. Shoot, I wish I had a screenshot of when we started our Facebook page and how we had no followers, of course, because it was brand new. And now a screenshot of how many followers we do have.
It would have worked.
That would work. That'd be fun. Would work.
woodwork.
Come out
do
of
some
the,
woodwork.
People are coming out of the woodwork to follow our Facebook page.
Nice.
Right. So the greater attraction on Sunday is the question. Is it the selection shows? And Jay put a basketball in place of the S because it's meant to be plural.
I actually did have it. So on our Facebook, it says shows. And I was like, I did put two S's. I deleted a hoop that was next to the basketball.
Oh,
and I accidentally deleted an S.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
When you can't tell if there's a space between the emojis or if there's a space after the period at the end of the sentence and you go backward and then you delete letters too.
And of course, there's no edit button.
Don't cross Elon Musk. Did you hear what happened with him?
What'd he do?
He'll get rid of shows off of live shows off of his social media platform if he doesn't like your line of questioning. There, I don't know if you know the former, and this is not a political statement, so don't take it as one. I don't know if you know the former CNN talk show host, Don Lemon.
I know the name.
Okay, so Don got bounced from CNN, and he did a... He joined Twitter, similar to what Tucker Carlson did after he left Fox News. He now does a show on Twitter. X, sorry. And I'm not sorry. And Don Lemon apparently sat down with Elon Musk for what he's calling a very respectful interview. Next thing you know, no more show for Don Lemon.
Stop it. Can he do that?
He owns the platform. It's a little bit like an owner in the NFL cutting a player. I mean, if
isn't that like a free speech platform?
No, it's privately owned.
I guess. Yeah.
Right. This is not not a government owned entity.
Isn't.
It's Elon Musk.
He owns it. You're
it's the same thing with Facebook, right?
Yeah.
The government can say whatever they want about these and they can maybe come up with some rules like antitrust this or, you know, deceitful business practices that, selling our information to the Chinese. I mean, these are all things that violate different laws, but ultimately these are privately owned companies.
Scary.
Yeah. And so you can't tell Elon Musk, people have tried, you can't tell the man how to run Twitter. He changed the name, for heaven's sake.
True. So what did he ask him? What did he get so
offended
by?
I have no idea. Yeah, that's not my cup of tea. So I didn't listen to the conversation. I confess this is clickbait. I just saw it and thought, oh, wow. So maybe it's a lie. Maybe it's not true because not everything on social is true. It's kind of irrelevant on social media. But apparently he did lose his show and people are pointing to his sit down with Musk.
Wow.
And I tweeted him not that long ago about the porn bots. They're everywhere.
Yeah, he didn't do anything about that.
No, he didn't. Maybe he likes the porn bots. Maybe he's unleashed them like they do with the hounds. Loose the hounds.
It's his way to like keep tabs on everyone's pages, right?
How many porn bots?
Like his cronies.
There are. Maybe they're not actually porn bots. They're spies.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Don't know how we got from selection show to that. Anyway, because no edit button. Jay's really mad that on X there's no edit button. Would you prefer me to start calling it X?
I really wouldn't.
Okay.
I really wouldn't.
All right, we'll be the last man standing when it comes to Twitter. We're twits over here. So we put the new poll up because we're kind of wondering, what is more attractive to you about this upcoming Sunday? March 17th, if you didn't know. It's St. Patrick's Day. Do you love the food? Or maybe it's just the green beer. I don't know. Is Guinness... How many Guinness lovers are out there? Tons. Isn't Guinness kind of associated with St. Patrick's Day?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So is it the beer? One guy on our Facebook page said, I can drink any day.
Not wrong.
Yes, it is wrong. You can't drink any day.
Wrong.
Oh, it's like, that's not what you get to do. We work at night. You can't drink any day.
No, definitely not.
But Jay makes up for it with the kegerator on Fridays.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, too bad for you. St. Patty's Day is on. You'll have to start at sundown on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to a pub and have a Guinness.
See? Even Aaron Rodgers does it. Except Rodgers is also a big basketball fan. Of course, he might be busy prepping for his vice presidency. But which is more attractive on Sunday? The NCAA selection shows or St. Patrick's Day? Now, see, if I could actually enjoy the food, if I could go have a Dublin pie or, oh my gosh, Irish soda bread at the local Irish restaurant near my town, I'd be all in. But that's a really bad idea. Do not go to an Irish restaurant, especially not where I live in one of the most densely populated regions in the entire United States, on a St. Patrick's Day. Bad idea. Oh, you know what? That might, oh, it's not open on Sunday. Dang it. Well, I mean, I'm glad they're not open on Sundays, but that would be the time to go to Chick-fil-A.
Is
Cinco de Mayo when no one else is going to?
Brilliant. Oh, it'd probably still be crowded.
You think? But maybe it's not 2 hours. Let's try it.
All right. Well, that's a plan.
Watch them offer extra green pickles for the night before St. Patrick's Day, and like all people go crazy. Or they offer a Mexican. Oh, they offer like Tostitos chips or something with their burgers on Cinco de Mayo. It's wrong. It's just wrong. It's a conglomerate, if you will. Anyway, we started out. Selection show had 90-something percent of the vote. It was overwhelming. That was apparently the hardcore March Madness fans who could see the hashtag. Now, St. Patty's Day's caught up. You guys have had a chance to stew over it, and you've decided, you know what? The selection show, I can watch it on replay. St. Patrick's Day, I can only imbibe in my green beer and my Irish food and wear those dumb pins that say, kiss me, I'm Irish, or kiss me if I'm not Irish. Jay and I actually decided those are offensive.
A little bit.
We think you should be canceled. Oh, heavens. We don't have the power to cancel anyone. St. Patrick's Day is caught up. So you can find that poll on our show Twitter. I mean, it's bypassed. It left the selection show in the dust.
Yeah.
It's people who are waking up thinking, oh, it's almost the weekend. They're thinking they're going to get started early. Mm-hmm. You think there's any Guinness left at the grocery store?
I'm sure it's going. You've got to go get it.
Yeah, you got to stock up. It's like hot dogs or burgers before the Super Bowl. Oh, sorry. Yes, 4th of July.
You know what also sells out?
Wings.
Long time.
Wings.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Super Bowl.
But cinnamon rolls, cinnamon buns before Christmas. Learned that the hard way 2 years ago.
Were you looking for fresh cinnamon rolls or were you looking for the ones in the can?
No, Pillsbury. Just the ones you put in the can and pop open and just make them on Christmas morning. We went like the 2 days before, the day before, all gone. Went to 4 different stores. So this year, this Christmas, I made sure to buy them literally a month in advance because I was not having
a month
cinnamon
in advance.
Buns on Christmas again.
Right. That's a little bit like trying to buy pumpkin the day before Thanksgiving so you can make your pumpkin pie.
Yeah, similar.
Bad idea.
Similar.
You could plan ahead a ton.
So that's what I've done now, and then in the future I will. So,
how do we get on these tangents?
Elon?
I blame him. And those people who are already drinking their green beer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, take our St. Patrick's Day. Well, no. See, I have to be neutral. Take our Sunday poll. It's Sunday. It's a Sunday fun day. Whichever way you slice it, Sunday fun day poll. That should have been our hashtag, Sunday fun day. So that's on Twitter or on our Facebook page. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. No one wants to call right now. We are wackos.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
That's my new favorite drop. Name that voice. Oh, Jay, that's it. Don't tell anyone. You can play it one more time, and people have to send us a tweet or Facebook post and tell us who that is.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Uh-huh. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then take our poll while you're at it. Don't call. Jay can't get blasted by your phone calls. Apparently, Texans are already calling up to defend Chick-fil-A.
Multiple.
I like it. I'll have to ask the Hubs. Speaking of the Texans, this is a segue. Are you ready for this? They're in the same division as the Titans. Ew! Heading to Nashville. So, Nashville, Tennessee. It's been the object of some ire lately because of what they've done with not just their personnel moves this season, but even going back. Trade A.J. Brown, anyone? Well, they are not the ugly redheaded stepchild of free agency any longer. Boy, do they have a banner day. On Wednesday, first day officially, of free agency, and they land one Calvin Ridley. And here's the crazy thing. It's a huge contract. I didn't think the Titans did that for wide receivers. Oh, no. We got to the bottom of it. Jay, actually, if you want to pull that one answer. Yeah, it's the second question. We talked to Rhett Bryan, who is the game day host and executive producer for Titans Radio. And we asked him why. Why did Calvin Ridley get a deal for 4 years, $92 million with $50 million, more than half of it guaranteed, when they wouldn't pay A.J. Brown and instead traded him to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then also, why swap out Derrick Henry for Tony Pollard? Now, Derrick can make more money than Pollard, and I bet he's thrilled to be in Baltimore. Who wouldn't want to play alongside the NFL MVP in a run-first offense? But if you're going to pay Pollard $24 million if he fulfills the life of the contract, and you do have money to spend, clearly, because you spent it on Ridley, why not just bring back Derrick Henry? Also a question. We posed those, or I posed those to Rhett Bryan in Nashville earlier on the show. Here's his answer about why Calvin Ridley now, but not A.J. Brown then.
At the time, the night of the draft, a couple, 3 years ago, when all that went down, they did not have the money to pay A.J. Brown. They were still under pretty heavy contracts with left tackle Taylor Lewan, obviously. Ryan Tannehill got an extension, and Derrick Henry was under an extension. It wasn't fiscally, financially, they weren't able to do it. And so now, you know, the way things happened with the cap, they kind of got out of cap jail with a lot of those expiring contracts. And then the cap went up $30 million. And so here you are. And so, yeah, they're going to be Titans fans. They're going to go, well, why didn't you pay him then instead of Calvin Ridley now? But Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins and Treylon Burks and Chigakonkwo and Kyle Phillips, I mean, that's a pretty good sounding wide receiving core already. It is certainly timing.
Not to mention that they do have a Tony Pollard signed for 3 years, and we'll see how long that lasts. But he's a little bit younger than Derrick Henry, and there's a good answer from Rhett about why Tony Pollard fits better, which is crazy to me because I think Derrick Henry fits anywhere. But he actually has a very technical answer. Now, not too technical for you to understand, but it's more about football, actually, than it is about the money, in his opinion, or in his view. So you can check that out on our podcast, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Just Google it. This is what it's coming down to. We have a site. We have a bunch of sites where you can find the podcast, and maybe you have it bookmarked on Spotify or on Apple or any of your podcast services. Every single night when I go to find the podcast, I just Google it. It's easier that way. Then you get all the different options. So search for it, or tell Alexa to search for it. Our friend Chicago Johnny, who calls every night. Did he call tonight?
No, not tonight, actually.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he fell asleep. He does need his beauty rest. He calls, though, and he constantly tells producer Jay that he asks Alexa for it.
He was yelling at his Alexa last night, actually.
Quiet!
I was talking to him.
Quiet!
And he was interrupting him, trying to talk to me. And he goes, Alexa, no, stop it. Turn off.
All right, coming up, it's not just Calvin Ridley, though. That's impressive for the Tennessee Titans. I like it. Around Will Levis, they do add a backup quarterback. And Joe has a job. He didn't have a job this time last year. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you. Find us on Twitter. Take our Sunday Fun Day poll. Now, CJ, we should have used that hashtag. I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it to Facebook because you can edit on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Take our poll. What is most attractive about the upcoming Sunday? No, we don't have NFL games. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listening to the After Hours podcast.
Murray back to throw, and it is. Is it tossed? Oh my goodness, it's tossed. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw, looking, firing deep for Chase in the end zone. Oh, he's got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City! And off to Eckler again. No, Herbert keeps it. End zone, touchdown, Chargers! Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap. Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five. Into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo! Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Always, it may be the offseason, but it never stops. And just be aware, the NFL's got its owners' meetings planned for the end of March, of course. Let's begin with the introductions of two brand new, oh no, I should take that back. One brand new, one returning starting quarterback in the NFC South. We did a poll. You all said the Atlanta Falcons are the team to beat in the NFC South now, but the...
Don't really care.
The four-time defending division champion, that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Baker Mayfield, he and his wife, huge smiles. They signed this new deal with the Buccaneers, and they are so excited that they don't have to move again.
A weight lifted off of our shoulders from the traveling journey that we've been on the last couple of years. For us, knowing how much we truly loved being here, and throughout the whole process, we thought we were going to call this place home in the offseason regardless. That's how much we fell in love with the community, the city overall. Just knowing that we can settle in and truly make a difference, whether it's with the organization and throughout the community, that we can truly be rooted and kind of a boots on the ground mentality to make a difference and see that through. It's a special feeling.
Not only does Baker rave about Tampa, but Jason Light and Todd Bowles, they're thrilled about Baker. And as it turns out, they were watching him back when he was in college. Of course, a lot of people were. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He was the presumptive overall number one pick to Cleveland. But even going back to a year ago, apparently they already had Baker on the brain.
A year ago at the combine, starting around the combine, Todd was hitting me up with a text, a call, or come down to my office at least twice a day asking me, when are we getting baked?
Twice a day?
There's some rules here. we'll do the best we can. He had a lot of confidence in him. He developed a relationship with him when he was with the Jets in the 2018 draft. We had Baker as our number one quarterback in that draft on our rankings. And, you know, so we had a lot of confidence in him. But nobody had more confidence than Baker.
The group we had as well made it so special last year, made it a big reason why I wanted to come back here, knowing that we have a lot of the same staff coming back, key pieces. We were close. We made a good run there at the end, but I don't think any of our guys were satisfied. Looking forward to being able to, you know, push for a deeper playoff run. Obviously, if it's not a Super Bowl, only one team's happy in the end. So that's the goal here, is to try and win a couple. And very thankful for this opportunity, and we call Tampa home now.
I can't help it. I'm going to be rooting for Baker to win a Super Bowl. I like him now. He's a kinder, gentler, more mature, more professional, just easier, not so friggin' cocky all the time. And even if he is, he doesn't have to announce it to the world that he's the best that ever lived. And before that, Jason Light. I mean, Todd Bowles in his office texting him twice a day. When are we going to get Baker? Wow, that sounds like an obsession to me, but I like it. It worked out for the Buccaneers. One more from Baker Mayfield, and this is to the NFL Network. He did the interview afterwards. He was asked about Justin Fields, who is right now facing some uncertainty in his own career. And obviously, Baker went through that when the Browns cut him. He had to wait months before he landed in Carolina. That didn't work out. Then he ends up getting cut there, spending a couple months in Los Angeles, only to then be a man without a country again. So his advice.
If you control exactly who you are in the locker room around your guys, the people that you truly work with and you're around, you control that and you can be proud of that and how you operated, then it just wasn't meant to be. And so for me, that took me a long time to understand that from a guy that always thought I was in control. I wasn't. So I had to trust God's plan on that one and just make the most of whatever opportunity came next. And now sitting here, it's crazy to look back on. So for Justin, it's not a very fun position to be in. And so you just have to control what you can. Be the guy there for your teammates and your family around you that's going to be consistent no matter what you're going through, knowing that his opportunities in the NFL aren't over. He can still make the most of it, whatever is next for him.
Just hearing that answer from Baker Mayfield makes me like him so much more than I did when he came out as an entitled, cocky, Heisman Trophy, number one overall draft pick. The world revolves around me. And I don't think Cleveland treated him well. He played hurt the last season there. I get all of that. But the last 2 years have humbled him. And now he sounds like a guy who can mentor young quarterbacks. He sounds like a guy that you want leading your locker room. Now be careful because he will headbutt you without a helmet on and put himself in concussion protocol. But this is a guy that you can trust with your team and trust with his own business. And so I'm all in on Baker and the Bucks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Maybe Kirk Cousins has something to say about that. He's also in the same division. The Falcons believe quarterback was the missing piece. They're paying him $100 million guaranteed. Let's assume that's not the only reason why he chose the Falcons.
In Minnesota, it was trending over the last couple off seasons to be in somewhat year to year. And as we talked with Atlanta, it felt like this was a place where, you know, if I play at the level I expect to play, that I can retire a Falcon. And that was something that really excited me. And that's certainly the goal. And you got to earn the right to do that. But that was exciting to feel like I could get that opportunity here.
Later in your career, in his mid-30s, doesn't want to feel like every single season he's got uncertainty. Every single season he's playing for his next contract. And I can understand that. And the timing worked out perfectly for him. He is by far, was, I guess now, the most attractive quarterback available. And we talked about this going back the last month. Justin Fields, great athlete, doesn't have the same experience, certainly doesn't have that same field vision. Now, Kirk is a different guy. He's not going to take off and run. He's maybe doesn't have cinder blocks for feet. That was Peyton Manning, but I mean, he's pretty close. He's a pocket guy. He's not going to be high risk, right? So he's a lower risk guy, but he can be steady. He can distribute the ball to weapons. We saw what he did with Justin Jefferson, and he appears to be exactly what the Falcons are looking for. So that's really cool. Now, Cam Newton can't figure out why in the world the Falcons would give Kirk Cousins this deal.
$50 million signing bonus.
It is extremely alarming that he only had one playoff win in 12 years. He's coming off of an injury. Why didn't they get Justin Fields? I can't make it about me. But if I were to make it about me, it's like, I'm in Atlanta. But damn, who is your agent?
What's with all the sound effects? That's from his show, Fourth and One, which we watched him do with the Super Bowl or Radio Row. It's pretty crazy, the spectacle. But he points to, hey, he's coming off an Achilles. He's, what, $50 million signing bonus. Wouldn't you take Justin Fields? Ultimately, though, he echoes what a lot of people around the NFL community have said and media as well. His agents deserve a friggin' raise. And they're obviously being paid handsomely, but he has made so much money for a career in which he hasn't played in a Super Bowl. And now it's not fair to saddle Washington's lack of success or even Minnesota not getting to a Super Bowl. 2 years ago when they won the NFC North, the defense was just abysmal. Kirk had great numbers. Justin Jefferson had great numbers. The defense was awful, which is why they hired Brian Flores, right, for last season. So you can't say it's always on the quarterback. I hate that idea. But he's never played in a Super Bowl, and yet he's made buku bucks. And here he gets another bag. Did I sound cool?
Kind of. I think Cam there was saying that the Falcons should have signed him, too.
Right. Like, he's in Atlanta. I'm accessible. Says, you don't have to pay for me to move. Yeah.
What are you saying there? I can't make it about me.
I'm local. Cam Newton on 4th and 1.
How these randoms keep getting jobs.
Not Justin Fields, though. All right. Speaking of guys getting jobs, well, we know that Joe Flacco did not go back to Cleveland, but he does have a new job. Joe has a job. Joe did not have a job this time last year. So if nothing else, winning comeback player of the year, helping to spark Cleveland to the postseason, that earned him a new contract. Joe, are you excited about this? Joe's headed to the Colts. He replaces Gardner Minshew. Is that weird to say? The Colts need a backup and a veteran backup behind Anthony Richardson, right? He's going to be a second-year guy. He's only had a few reps. It's now Joe Flacco. Joe has a job, Jay.
From the couch 2 weeks ago.
Joe doesn't need practice reps. Joe probably doesn't want to go to training camp. Actually, maybe he does now, considering that he missed out on it last year. But that's what those 5 games in Cleveland did. Made him a bunch of money, resurrected his career, gave him a job to start the 2024 campaign. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Joe. Yeah, good for Joe. I'm happy for Joe. All right, so Joe has a job in Indianapolis. He's not going back to Cleveland. That's Jameis Winston. But ultimately, it's supposed to be Deshaun Watson's job, right? They need him to stay healthy. Well, Jerry Jeudy's the receiver they just traded for out of Denver. He can't wait to play with Deshaun.
I think we can complement each other real well. You know, Deshaun, a smart, accurate quarterback that know where to put the ball for receivers to make plays. And it's going to be exciting. I've been watching Deshaun since he was at Clemson. So watching him play and being able to play with him, so it's going to be exciting.
That's from Browns YouTube. And if you missed my conversation with Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan, lots of good deets about not just that deal, but also their quarterback room and everything else. But good for Joe. While we're talking AFC North, Mason Rudolph will not be returning to Pittsburgh. He's also going to Tennessee. I kind of like what the Titans are doing. They're spending a bunch of money. They're working on the offensive line. They've got a couple of pretty high draft picks that they hope to use on offensive line and receiver. But now they've got Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, Treylon Burks, Tony Pollard, who will catch passes as well, Will Levis, backup Mason Rudolph. And then they've also been working on that defense, right? So, I mean, I think this is maybe a team in what I believe is a wide-open AFC South. Yes, Texans. Yes, Jaguars. There's room there for the Titans to compete. Mason Rudolph. Sorry, Steelers fans. Instead, you have, well, I shouldn't say sorry. You don't get Mason back. I know you were attached to him. But Russell Wilson, he's your star now in that quarterback room. One of his former teammates, Robert Turpin, actually loves this move to Pittsburgh for Russ.
It's just a pure football town, Alex. You know what I mean? You go to Pittsburgh, and it's just all about ball. There's the outside stuff, the distractions, the media is really good out there. Like, you don't have to deal with anything extra except football. The other thing, too, was, you know, not that the other organizations aren't good organizations, but, you know, it's rare to have an opportunity to play for an organization with the level of one like Pittsburgh. And I thought that was important for him to be a part of a franchise with the type of stability that Pittsburgh has to offer.
Well, that part I agree with of Robert Turpin. By the way, it's Amy, not Alex, but SiriusXM NFL Radio. But has he never been to Pittsburgh? And first of all, he was in Denver. Why is there so many more distractions for Russell Wilson in Denver or Seattle than in Pittsburgh? And we're not talking about Miami, Las Vegas, New York, LA. We're talking about Seattle, Denver, and Pittsburgh.
We have a Steelers fan here in the office, and he, any single thing they do is he's never happy. So I don't know.
But the thing is, he seems to make it out to be like Pittsburgh's boring or there's nothing going on in Pittsburgh and all they do is focus on football. I mean, it is a hardcore blue-collar city, but it's not like you can get in trouble anywhere. It's not like you can't find distractions in Pittsburgh more than in Denver. Denver's about to get 8 inches. Actually, Denver Airport is closed, I think, on Thursday. Outbound flights, they're about to get snow dumped on them. I'm jealous. That's a little bit of your QB news. By the way, Jimmy Garoppolo did get released, and I wondered aloud on my CBS Sports Minute, has he run out of chances, at least for now? Maybe there'll be another gig for him like there was for Joe Flacco, but he obviously got replaced in San Francisco. Finally, they wanted to a year before that, but because of his injuries and continually hitting that glass ceiling, and that's, you know, not long after he started a Super Bowl for the Niners, Antonio Pierce didn't want him in Vegas, and he got himself suspended to start next season. So, I wonder if that ship has sailed for now. I wouldn't say he's in the same category as Cam Newton necessarily, but I would say right now he could be a candidate for comeback player of the year if he signs a contract in December.
But you can't cook.
What? Rando. How do these randoms keep getting jobs?
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
My favorite one of all time still is, I'm not 32.
I'm not 32.
And if you don't know what he's talking about, well, that ship has definitely sailed, but it is fantastic.
Like that was so long ago now, yet he's still lobbying for
that
jobs.
That was pre-New England, wasn't it? I'm not 32. I'll give him this. He's very confident in his abilities. I mean, he still looks like he could play. He's a big dude.
He's massive.
I don't know if he can punch like Mike Tyson or anything, but he still looks like he's in good shape. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Losing is always disappointing. I think it would be an issue if there wasn't some anger and some disappointment.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Dylan Cease may have wanted out of Chicago, though I don't know that this is what he had in mind. Do you know the Padres start the season against the Dodgers in Korea inside of a week? These are official Major League Baseball games. The very first games are next Wednesday, Korea time. That's crazy. Now, the rest of Major League Baseball doesn't start until 2 weeks from today. Okay, so the universal opening day for baseball here in the U.S. is the 28th. 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks. But not even a week until the first games that count, and those are between Dodgers and Padres in South Korea. And you can imagine the furor over not just Yamamoto, but obviously international global sensation Shohei Ohtani. Wow, talk about the buzz. The number of fans that will flock or try to flock to South Korea to see him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The reason we're talking about Dylan Cease is because the Padres have traded for him with the White Sox, and they get a couple of good prospects. Drew Thorpe, for those of you who are big into following farm systems and prospects, he's very highly rated in the Padres system and highly rated among upcoming prospects. But Cease was the runner-up for the AL Cy Young going back a couple of years ago, right? And even though he did have more of a down year last year, his ERA just a couple years ago was sub 2.5. And he's a guy that certainly you add him to a rotation and it's a major boost. I like this. As long as you get more of the 22 Cease than you do last season. But even so, you put bats in the lineup and you give him some support and pitchers can look a whole lot different. This is the former Rockies GM, Dan O'Dowd, who actually loves what the Padres have done to get Cease.
Factor in park factors, too. He's going to a ballpark now, which is really favorable to pitch in versus the ballpark that he's leaving. He's going to a rotation that's already headlined by Darvish. You got Musgrove there. I mean, this is a great move for AJ as relates to putting his team in a much better position of winning this year than they were prior to this acquisition. They still have some holes to fill in the outfield, but, I mean, I really feel like this is, I mean, it's a great acquisition. He's going to give him innings. He's been durable in 2022, you could argue. He was one of the better pitchers in the game, took a step back last year, but his stuff's electric.
That's from MLB Network and Dan O'Dowd. So Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove, who they love, they gave him a deal. Was it last year? 22 maybe gave him a deal. And now you've got Cease. And so to think about what the Padres did in 22 and then how horribly wrong it went last year when they spent all that money, they spent so much money, but they had to trade away Juan Soto. And Cease is cheap. I mean, as I don't know if you'd call him an ace, but he certainly could be really good for them, an innings eater, if nothing else. And he's only making $8 million this season. That's like getting a starting quarterback in the NFL for $8 million to get a pitcher of his caliber. So, yeah, you may not think the Padres are going to compete, and anywhere is up from where they were last season. They were such a disappointment. They had to get rid of some of those contracts like Juan Soto. But to trade for Cease, he wasn't going to stay in Chicago long term. They were actually looking for trade partners. And to do it right before the season starts is key. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Just one more pitching note. Gerrit Cole is not going to be ready to start the season. So he's coming off his first ever Cy Young Award. And now he's hurt. John Heyman, MLB Network, with the latest.
Really at least 1 or 2 months. So it could be more than 2 months at this point. It's, I would say, unfortunate news at this point for the most dependable and probably the best pitcher in baseball over the last several years. But he is going to see Dr. Eletrage, and perhaps they will decide to do rest and rehab and try conservative treatment first. Before they do anything more drastic, there was no tear found. They've done many, many different types of film. He is visiting Eletrage, the noted surgeon, and eventually they're going to talk about it and discuss it, and Gerrit will make the decision. It is his arm, but we'll see what happens. It is possible that they will try to rest, rehab, and give it a month or 2 months and see how it goes. But as we said, at the very least, it's going to be 1 to 2 months out.
It hasn't even started yet, and already the Yankees are losing guys. Aaron Judge, he also had to go through an MRI. This has been a real problem for them. But to lose Gerrit Cole, their ace, their reigning Cy Young Award winner, had discomfort in his throwing elbow, went through an MRI. At this point, they're hoping to avoid surgery, but there's no promise that. And when you talk about an athlete with Dr. Neil Eletrage, it's a catch 22, right? He's the best, but that definitely means that something is wrong. You don't go to Eletrage for anything other than something extremely serious. So that kind of sucks for the Yankees, but for Gerrit Cole as well.
This is the worst feeling in the world.
That's unfair. That was back when he was accused of the sticky substance, right? He's the one that started that whole flap, Spidey tack, and then just got shelled after they changed the rules and started checking.
No.
Oh, gosh. Rooting for him to get better, though. Couple of show announcements. If you missed it, we did record a brand new YouTube video at 4 in Ask Amy Walked Down the Aisle, now past tense, but your questions about married life, oh dear. So that'll be fun. Also, following selection shows on Sunday night, we are really excited. We'll have a member of the UConn Huskies on the men's side, and we'll have Lisa Bluter of the Iowa Women's basketball team. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.